الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Blessings of Laylatul Qadr Dua of Attar O Allah Almighty, whosoever reads or listens to the 25-page booklet Blessings of Laylatul Qadr grant him the ability to worship you and grant him his parents and his family, Jannah al-Firdaus without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Excellence of salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet of mankind sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever recites salat upon me 1,000 times daily shall not die until he sees his place in paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Why is Laylatul Qadr called Laylatul Qadr? Dear Islamic brothers, Laylatul Qadr is an extremely blessed night. It is called Laylatul Qadr because the commandments of the whole year are enforced in this night. It is also mentioned that it is referred to Laylatul Qadr due to its eminence and superiority over other nights. Another reason that has been mentioned is that as good deeds are accepted on this night and they are valued in the divine court, it is known as Laylatul Qadr. There are several other reasons for the greatness of this night. There is a hadith in Bukhari that says, whoever stands, i.e. offers salah with faith and sincerity on this night, shall be forgiven for all of his previous sins. More reward than worship of 83 years and 4 months. We must not spend this sacred night in heedlessness. Whoever worships on this night is rewarded for more than 1,000 months of worship, which is more than 83 years and 4 months. Only Allah Almighty and His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who was informed by Allah Almighty, know how much more. Angel Jibra'il alayhi salam and other angels descend on this night and shake hands with the worshippers. Each and every moment of this blessed night is full of peace that remains till dawn. It is from the immense grace of Allah Almighty that He has granted this glorious night only to His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and for His sake to His Ummah also. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr laylatul qadri khayrun min alf shahr tanazzalul malaikatu war ruhu fiha bi izni rabbihim min kulli amrin salam hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Indeed, we revealed it, i.e. the Qur'an, on the night of honor. And what do you know of the night of honor? The night of honor is better than 1,000 months. The angels and the sacred spirit, i.e. Jibra'il, descend in it with the command of their Lord for every matter. Commenting on this surah, the exegetes of the Qur'an have said, on this night, Allah Almighty sent down the Holy Qur'an from the preserved tablet, i.e. Allah al-Mahfuz, to the first sky and then gradually revealed it to His beloved Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, over a period of approximately 23 years. The beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, indeed, Allah Almighty granted my Ummah Laylatul Qadr, and He did not grant it to any nation before you. A night better than 1,000 months. Imam Mujahid states, there was a man from Bani Israel who would worship for the entire night, and he spent 1,000 months like this. So Allah Almighty revealed this verse. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. The night of honor is better than 1,000 months. In other words, worship during Laylatul Qadr is better than the worship of a devout person for 1,000 months. Our lives are very short. When the honorable companions radiyallahu anhum heard about the acts of worships and jihad of Sayyiduna Shamun rahmatullahi alayh, they were impressed and said to the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, O messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we have been given very short lives, part of which is spent in sleeping, working, preparing food, and in other worldly affairs. So we cannot worship like Sayyiduna Shamun rahmatullahi alayh. Bani Israel will surpass us in worship. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam became sad when hearing this. Angel Jibreel alayhi salam arrived at once and presented Surah Al-Qadr. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was comforted and reassured that every year we have granted your ummah a sacred night. If they engage in worship on this night, they shall surpass the 1,000 months worship of Shamun. A faith-inspiring incident of the blessed Shamun. The following faith-inspiring incident about Sayyiduna Shamun rahmatullahi alayh is cited in Mukashfatul Qulub. Sayyiduna Shamun rahmatullahi alayh, a pious individual from Bani Israel, worshipped Allah Almighty for 1,000 years in such a way that he would offer salah the entire night and fast during the day alongside fighting in the way of Allah Almighty. He rahmatullahi alayh was so strong that he could break heavy iron chains with his bare hands. When the wicked disbelievers saw that they would not be able to defeat Shamun rahmatullahi alayh, they persuaded his wife, tempting her with a lot of money, to tie him with strong ropes while he was asleep and then hand him over to them. The unfaithful wife tied him with ropes while he rahmatullahi alayh was asleep. When Shamun rahmatullahi alayh awoke and found himself tied up, he rahmatullahi alayh broke the ropes with no difficulty, setting himself free. Then he rahmatullahi alayh asked his wife, "Who tied me?" Pretending to be loyal, the unfaithful wife lied, "I only did this to test your strength." Like this, the incident was overlooked. Despite failing the first time, his unfaithful wife constantly waited for another opportunity to tie her husband in the state of sleep. One night, she had another opportunity to do what she wanted. When he rahmatullahi alayh went to sleep, his cruel wife cunningly tied him with iron chains. As soon as he rahmatullahi alayh woke up, he rahmatullahi alayh broke the chains instantly and became free easily. Though shocked, his wife cunningly made the same excuse again. "I was just testing your strength." During the conversation, Shamun rahmatullahi alayh revealed his secret to his wife that Allah Almighty has blessed him with the status of sainthood and nothing could harm him in the world except his own hair. The devious wife understood what he rahmatullahi alayh meant. Worldly riches had blinded her. One day, she found the opportunity to tie him with 8 of his own hairs that reached the ground. When he rahmatullahi alayh awoke, he tried hard to free himself, but was unable to do so. The treacherous woman that was intoxicated by worldly riches handed over her righteous husband to the enemies. The malicious disbelievers tied Sha'amun rahmatullahi alayhi to a pillar and callously mutilated his mouth and ears. It was at this time that this righteous servant made dua in the court of Allah Almighty to be granted the strength to break his restraints and cause the pillar along with the roof to fall on the disbelievers. So Allah Almighty granted him the strength, and when he moved, all of his restraints broke. Then he shook the pillar, causing the roof to fall on the disbelievers and killing them all. In this manner, Sayyiduna Sha'amun rahmatullahi alayh was granted salvation by Allah Almighty. We are ungrateful. Dear Islamic brothers, how merciful and generous is Allah Almighty to the Ummah of His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He has bestowed upon us this magnificent night for the sake of His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If we worship on Laylatul Qadr, we will earn more reward than the worship of 1,000 months. Unfortunately, we do not value this great night. Look at the enthusiasm of the noble companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and that of ours. It was due to their grief that we have been given such an enormous blessing without asking for it. They treasured it, but we are ungrateful. We waste this huge blessing in heedlessness every year. Blessings of filling in the pious deeds booklet. Dear Islamic brothers, to increase the value of Laylatul Qadr within your heart, join the religious movement of Dawat-e-Islami. For the purpose of reforming Muslims, 72 pious deeds for Islamic brothers, 63 for Islamic sisters, 92 for male Islamic students, 83 for female religious students, and 40 for boys and girls, 25 for special people, and 52 for those in prisons have been formulated. These are in the form of questions regarding worships and morals. Everyone should fill in their pious deeds booklets whilst pondering over their deeds every day and hand them in to their relevant Islamic brother on the first of every month. The pious deeds have caused positive transformations in the lives of many Islamic brothers and sisters. The following account given by a brother from New Karachi, Pakistan, is just one example of this. The Imam of the Masjid in our locality was associated with Dawat-e-Islami. Making individual effort, he gifted my elder brother a pious deeds booklet. Having reached home, when he read the booklet, he was surprised to learn that the small booklet contained a thorough guideline for Muslims to spend their lives in conformity with the Islamic teachings. Through the blessings of the pious deeds booklet, he started offering salah with congregation in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, now he has also grown a beard and fills in his pious deeds booklet. Glad tidings for those acting upon the pious deeds. Dear Islamic brothers, the following inspirational incident clearly shows how fortunate those who fill in the pious deeds booklets are. An Islamic brother of Hyderabad, Babul Islam Sindh, gave the following statement under oath. On one night in Rajab 1426 AH, I was immensely honored by beholding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a dream. His blessed lips began to move, and he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Whoever ponders over his good deeds every day in this month in relation to the Madani in Amat, Allah Almighty shall forgive him." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, this night is a guarantor for every form of goodness and safety. This is a night full of mercy from start to end. The commentators of the Quran state This night is safeguarded from snakes, scorpions, calamities, and devils. This night contains absolute safety. Who is deprived of all goodness? Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that when the month of Ramadan arrived once, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "A month has come to you in which there is one such night that is better than 1,000 months. Whoever is deprived in that night is deprived of all goodness, and only the one who is completely deprived is deprived of its goodness." Green flag. There is a part of a hadith which mentions when Laylatul Qadr arrives, Angel Jibreel alayhi salam, accompanied by a large number of angels, descends onto the earth with a green flag that he hoists on the top of the Kaaba. Jibreel alayhi salam has 100 arms, two of which he opens only on this night. His arms spread across the east and the west. Then Jibreel alayhi salam commands the angels to say salam and shake hands with every Muslim who is offering salah or performing the dhikr of Allah Almighty, and to say Ameen to their du'as. This process continues till true dawn, Ay Subh Sadiq. When dawn comes, Jibreel alayhi salam commands all the angels to return. The angels say, "O Jibreel alayhi salam, what will Allah Almighty do about the needs of the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam?" Jibreel alayhi salam replies, "Allah Almighty has gazed upon them with mercy and has forgiven all of them except four types of people." The Honorable Companions radiallahu anhum asked, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who are those four types of people?" He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, "Number one, alcoholics. Number two, those disobedient to parents. Number three, those who break ties with relatives. Number four, those who bear malice against each other and break ties." Consequences of a quarrel. Sayyiduna Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu narrates that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came out to tell us about Laylatul Qadr, as to which night it is. But two Muslims were quarrelling with each other. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "I came to tell you about Laylatul Qadr, but so and so people were quarrelling, due to which its exact date has been concealed. And it is possible that your betterment lies in this. Now look for it in the 9th, 7th, and 5th night of the last 10 nights." On page 210 of volume 3 of Mirat al-Manaji, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayhi writes about this hadith, meaning its specification has been removed from my knowledge and I was made to forget. It does not mean that Laylatul Qadr was ended and will no longer occur. Thus, we come to know that worldly quarrels are misfortunate and they have major repercussions. They cause the arrival of Allah's mercy to stop. Our unmentionable state. Dear Islamic brothers, this indicates that Muslims quarrelling with each other can prove to be an obstacle in the attainment of mercy. Alas, it seems no one is prepared to advise others. People argue with each other, saying statements such as, "These days, a naive person cannot live in this world. If someone is good to us, we will be good to him. But if anyone tries to harm us, we will teach him a lesson." Even worse, people turn to violence on trivial matters to the extent of quarrelling, fighting, and even killing each other. Regretfully, these days, Some of the Muslims belonging to different castes, such as Pathans, Punjabis, Muhajir, Sindhis, and Balochis, are killing each other and burning their fellow Muslim brothers' properties and other things just on the basis of racial and linguistic differences. O Muslims, you were protectors of one another. What has happened to you? Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, all believers are like a single body. If one part is hurt, the whole body feels the pain. Dear Islamic brothers, instead of quarreling and fighting, we must cooperate with and assist each other sincerely. A Muslim does not fight, stab, and rob his Muslim brother. Definition of Muslim, Mu'min, and Muhajir. Sayyiduna Fudala bin Ubaid radiyallahu anhu narrated that on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, shall I not tell you who a mu'min is? Then he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, a mu'min is the one whom people do not fear regarding their lives and wealth. A Muslim is the one who does not harm people with his tongue and hands. A mujahid is the one who fights his carnal self in the matter of obeying Allah Almighty. And a muhajir is the one who gives up sins. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has also said, it is not permissible for a Muslim to hurt the feelings of another Muslim by gesturing with his eyes. In another place, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, it is not permitted for a Muslim to frighten another Muslim. Unbearable itch. Imam Mujahid rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, the people of hell will be afflicted with such an itch that they will scratch until their skins come off, exposing their bones. They will hear a voice, what do you think of this pain? They will reply, it is severe and unbearable. Then they will be told, this is your punishment for harming the Muslims. Reward for removing difficulties. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, I saw a man wandering around in paradise, going wherever he pleased, simply because he had removed a tree from the path in the world in order to make it easier for people to pass. If you want to fight, fight your carnal self. Dear Islamic brothers, learn a lesson from these ahadith and avoid quarreling and fighting with each other. If you really want to fight, then fight the rejected devil and your misleading carnal self and nafs al-ammara, but treat each other like brothers. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was smiling. Alhamdulillah, there is no racial and linguistic prejudice in the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami. People of all tribes and languages are under the shade of the mercy of our holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Please join the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami and practice the pious deeds in order to live a righteous life. For your motivation and encouragement, here is a faith-inspiring incident. A muballigh, i.e. a preacher from Rawalpindi, who had come to Fizane Madina, Babul Madina, Karachi, the global headquarters of Dawat-e-Islami, in order to take part in the Qafila course, was sleeping. Although his physical eyes were closed, but those of his heart opened. Alhamdulillah, in his dream, he saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on a high terrace. Next to him were some sacks of Madni in Amat booklets. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was smiling as he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam closely looked at a Madni in Amat booklet. Then he woke up. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, Sorcery fails. Allama Ismail Haqqi Rahmatullahi Alayhi states, "This is a night of protection against calamities, as it is only mercy and goodness that descends to the earth on this night. On this night, neither can the devil make people commit evil, nor does the sorcery of a sorcerer have any effect." Signs of Laylatul Qadr. Sayyiduna Ubadah bin Thamit radiyallahu anhu asked the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam about Laylatul Qadr. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, "Laylatul Qadr is in the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan, i.e. 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. Whoever worships on this night with faith and to seek reward will be forgiven for all his previous sins." Some of its signs are as follows. The night will be open, bright, and extremely clear. It is neither too hot nor too cold. Rather, it is a moderate night, and the moon is clearly visible. The devils are not struck with stars the whole night. Another sign is the rising of the sun without rays on the following morning, and the sun looks like the moon of the 14th night. Allah Almighty has prevented the devil from coming out with the sunrise of that morning, apart from that one day, whenever the sun rises in the morning, the devil also comes out. Reason for concealing Laylatul Qadr. Dear Islamic brothers, Laylatul Qadr falls on one of the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan. Sometimes it falls even on the 30th night. One of the reasons for keeping this night a secret is that Muslims will try to spend every night worshipping Allah Almighty in search of Laylatul Qadr. The ocean water tasted sweet. The slave of Sayyiduna Uthman bin Abi al-As radiyallahu anhu once said to him, "O Master radiyallahu anhu, I have been a sailor for a long time. I have noticed a strange thing in the ocean water." "What is it?" he radiyallahu anhu asked. The slave replied, "O Master radiyallahu anhu, every year there is a night in which the ocean water turns sweet." He radiyallahu anhu said to his slave, "Be mindful this year. Inform me as soon as the water turns sweet in the night." On the 27th night of Ramadan, the slave said to Sayyiduna Uthman bin Abi al-As radiyallahu anhu, "O Master, the water has turned sweet tonight. May Allah Almighty have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake." Why do we not see any signs? Dear Islamic brothers, several signs of Laylatul Qadr have been mentioned. A question may arise in one's mind as to why we never observe any of the signs of Laylatul Qadr despite the fact that it comes every year. To answer the question, the Honourable Scholars rahimahumullah have said, "Not everyone is able to discern these hidden things because they are related to kashf, i.e. spiritual unveilings, and karamat, i.e. saintly miracles. Only people with the gift of basira, i.e. spiritual insight, can see them. How can the person who commits innumerable sins every day see these sacred signs? Look for it during odd nights." The mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha as-Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, narrates that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Look for Laylatul Qadr on the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan, i.e. the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th and the 29th. Look for it during the last 7 nights." Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma mentioned that Laylatul Qadr was revealed to some of the honorable companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, in a dream in the last 7 nights. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "I see your dreams have united in the last 7 nights. So the one who desires it should look for it in the last 7 nights." Why was Laylatul Qadr kept secret? Dear Islamic brothers, it is a blessed sunnah of Allah Almighty that He has kept some very important things secret from His servants. Just as it is narrated, Allah Almighty has hidden His pleasure in pious deeds, His displeasure in sins, and His saints, rahmahumullah, amongst His servants. Therefore, we should not leave any good deed, even though it appears minor, because we do not know which good deed will please Allah Almighty. For example, on the Day of Judgment, a sinful person will be forgiven simply for having given water to a thirsty dog in the world. Likewise, a wisdom of concealing his displeasure in sins is that a servant avoids each and every sin, though it apparently looks minor, because even a single sin can bring about the displeasure and wrath of Allah Almighty. Similarly, He has hidden His saints amongst His servants. So we should treat every pious Muslim with respect, because we do not know as to who a saint of Allah Almighty is. If we treat pious people with respect, give up suspicion, and consider every Muslim better than us, our society will change for the better, and we will succeed in the hereafter, insha'Allah. Some pearls of wisdom. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi alayh has stated in Tafsir Kabir, there are several reasons why Allah Almighty has concealed the exact date of Laylatul Qadr. He has concealed many things, such as His pleasure in obedience, so that people would perform every form of worship. His wrath in sins, so that people would avoid every single sin. His saints amongst His servants, so that people would respect every single person. The fulfillment of du'as, in making du'as so that people would make du'as abundantly. His greatest name, Al-Ism Al-Azam, amongst His names, so that people would respect every name. And the As-Salatul Wusta, amongst the Salah, so that people would offer all Salah. Likewise, the acceptance of repentance has been kept secret, so that people always repent of their sins, and at the time of death has also been kept secret, so that people always fear it. Similarly, Laylatul Qadr has been kept secret so that people respect all the nights of Ramadan. It is as if Allah Almighty is saying to His servants, "I know about your daring in relation to sins. If I had declared a particular night as Laylatul Qadr, and if you had committed sins knowingly, even on this sacred night due to your desires, it would be more severe than committing sins unknowingly, which is why I kept it hidden." It is as if Allah Almighty says, "I kept this night secret so that people would struggle hard to acquire it and earn reward for their struggles." Since people are unaware as to which night Laylatul Qadr is, they will try to worship Allah Almighty every night of Ramadan, thinking that perhaps this night is Laylatul Qadr. Any night of year may be Laylatul Qadr. There is a wide divergence of opinion amongst the honorable scholars, rahimahumullah, regarding the exact date of Laylatul Qadr. Some scholars, rahimahumullah, say that Laylatul Qadr moves throughout the year. For example, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said, "Only the man who searches the nights carefully throughout the year for Laylatul Qadr will be able to find it." favoring the foregoing, saying, Imamul Arifin, Shaykh Muhyiddin ibn Arabi rahmatullahi alayhi said, once I found Laylatul Qadr on the 15th night of Shaban, i.e. Laylatul Bara. And in another year, I found it on the 19th night of Shaban. I have also witnessed it on the 13th and 18th nights of Ramadan. Furthermore, in different years, I have seen it on each of the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, also stated that though Laylatul Qadr predominantly falls in Ramadan, in his experience, it falls on different nights of the year, so it is not on the same night every year. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the Shaykhain radiyallahu anhuma, alhamdulillah, in the religious environment of Da'wat-e Islami, many blessings take place during the itikaf of Ramadan. Islamic brothers and sisters gain the blessings of performing itikaf in masjids and homes, respectively around the world. Here is a faith-inspiring incident for your motivation. A young Islamic brother from District Liaquatpur Division, Rahim Yar Khan, Punjab, Pakistan, gave the following account. I was so addicted to films that I had watched virtually half of the VCDs in the VCD shop of our village. Alhamdulillah, I was blessed with the opportunity to perform itikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan, 1422 AH, in accordance to 2001 CE, at Madani Masjid in Talbani, a village. Words cannot express the blessings of the company of the prophetic devotees of Dawat-e Islami. On the 27th of Ramadan, I cried the whole night, asking the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to bless me with his vision. Alhamdulillah, at the time of dawn, the doors of mercy opened for me when I had a dream in which I found myself in a masjid where an announcement was made. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is coming and will lead the salah. After a while, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came accompanied by the Shaykhain radiyallahu anhuma, and then I woke up. All I saw was just a glance, and then his blessed face disappeared, filling my heart with grief and causing a flood of tears to flow from my eyes. I cried so much that I began to hiccup. Alhamdulillah, having had this blessed dream, his love for Dawat-e Islami intensified and he joined Dawat-e Islami wholeheartedly. After making arrangements at home, he headed for Babul Madina, Karachi, and joined Jamiatul Madina to enroll in the Dars-e Nizami, i.e. Islamic Scholarship course. At the time of giving this statement, he was in his first year of his Islamic studies alongside serving Dawat-e Islami as a responsible person for qafila in his area. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Statements of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam al-Shafi'i and the Sahibain rahmahumullah. Here are two sayings of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh in this regard. Number one, Laylatul Qadr is in Ramadan, but there is no specific night for it. Number two, a famous opinion of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh is that Laylatul Qadr falls on different nights of the year. Sometimes it is in Ramadan and sometimes in the other months. The same is also narrated from Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud and Sayyiduna Ikrama radiyallahu anhum. Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayh has said that Laylatul Qadr is one of the last 10 nights of Ramadan and it is the same night every year. It will never change up to the Day of Judgment. Imam Abu Yusuf and Imam Muhammad rahmahumullah say that Laylatul Qadr is in Ramadan but it is not fixed on a specific night. And they opine that it falls in the last 15 nights of Ramadan. Laylatul Qadr changes. According to Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayh, Laylatul Qadr falls in one of the odd nights of the last 10 days in Ramadan, but it is not the same night every year. It changes every year within these odd nights. Sometimes it is on the 21st night, sometimes the 23rd, 25th, 27th, or the 29th night. Shaykh Abu al-Hasan al-Shazili rahmatullahi alayhi and Laylatul Qadr. The renowned spiritual master of the Qadiri Shazili way, Shaykh Abu al-Hasan al-Shazili rahmatullahi alayhi, demise 656 AH, said, whenever the first fast fell on Sunday or Wednesday, Laylatul Qadr was on the 29th night. If the first fast was on a Monday, it was the 21st night. If the first fast was on a Tuesday or Friday, it was the 27th night. If the first fast was on a Thursday, it was the 25th night. And if the first fast was on a Saturday, it was the 23rd night. The 27th night, Laylatul Qadr. Despite the differences of opinion amongst the respected jurists, Quranic commentators, and hadith experts, rahmahumullah, the majority of scholars opine that Laylatul Qadr is the 27th night of Ramadan every year. Sayyiduna Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu holds the opinion that the 27th night of Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr. Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi alayh is also one of the scholars that favored the opinion that Laylatul Qadr falls on the 27th night of Ramadan. He rahmatullahi alayh has given two proofs in favor of his opinion. Firstly, there are nine letters in the Arabic word Laylatul Qadr, and this word appeared three times in Surah Al-Qadr. If nine is multiplied by three, the total is 27, which hints that Laylatul Qadr is the 27th night. Secondly, there are 30 words in this surah, and the 27th word is here, the Arabic pronoun for it, which refers to Laylatul Qadr. In other words, this is a hint from Allah Almighty for the righteous that Laylatul Qadr is the 27th night. It is as though he has attained Laylatul Qadr. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, if anyone recites the following dua three times at night, it is as if he has found Laylatul Qadr. If possible, recite it every night. Here is the dua. La ilaha illallah, al-halimul kareem, subhanallah, rabbis samawati, as-sab'i, wa rabbil arshil azim. Translation: there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, who is Halim and Kareem. Allah is Subhan, Rabb of the seven skies and the magnificent Arsh. O seekers of Allah's pleasure, we should perform some good deeds on every night of the year. If we do so, we will be able to spend Laylatul Qadr in worship, inshaAllah. Every night, there are two farz prayers that are Maghrib and Isha. Along with the other prayers, we should try our best to offer these two prayers in congregation every night. If we succeed in offering these prayers in congregation on Laylatul Qadr, we will be successful not only in the world but also in the hereafter. Make it your daily habit to offer all the five daily prayers, including the Fajr and Isha Salah, in complete congregation. Let us listen to two sayings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number one, Whosoever offers Isha Salah in congregation, it is as if he has spent half the night in Salah. And if he offers Fajr Salah in congregation, it is as if he has spent the entire night in Salah. Number two, the one offering Isha in congregation has definitely earned his share from Laylatul Qadr. O seekers of Allah's mercy, if we have the habit of offering Salah with congregation throughout the year, inshallah, we will be blessed with offering these two prayers in congregation on Laylatul Qadr as well. And in this way, we will attain the reward of the whole night's worship in Laylatul Qadr despite sleeping the entire night. Dua to be recited on Laylatul Qadr. The mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha As-Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, narrated that she asked the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what should I recite if I find Laylatul Qadr? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, make this dua. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Ya Allah, you are indeed the forgiver and the benevolent. You also like forgiving, so forgive me. Dear Islamic brothers, if only we would all recite this dua at least once every night, we will be blessed with Laylatul Qadr on one of the nights and recite it repeatedly on at least the 27th night. Nafal of Laylatul Qadr. Allama Ismail Haqqi Rahmatullahi Alayhi has mentioned the following narration in his commentary on the Noble Quran, Ruhul Bayan. All the previous sins of the one offering Nafal Salah sincerely on Laylatul Qadr will be forgiven. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would increase further in his worship in the last 10 days of Ramadan. He would remain awake the whole night and wake his family too. Allama Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi alayhi narrates that our pious elders used to perform two units of Nafal Salah in each of the last 10 nights with the intention of attaining the blessings of Laylatul Qadr. Some of the saints have said that whoever recites 10 verses of the Quran every night with this intention shall not be deprived of its blessings and reward. Dear Islamic brothers, this night is definitely a source of immense blessings. Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu narrates that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, such a month has come to you in which there is a night that is better than 1,000 months. Whoever is deprived in this night is deprived of all goodness. Only a completely deprived person is left deprived of the goodness of Laylatul Qadr. O Allah Almighty, for the sake of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, grant us the blessings of Laylatul Qadr and the ability to worship you abundantly. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.